since we had you in studio and we've focused on one bill throughout the last segment, you've got another bill that we touched on very, very briefly heading into break, that once we got into break, and Facebook Live has already heard this whole conversation, but it's so worth covering. So let's dive right back in. Along with your bill that is the Women's Safety and Protection Act, you have also got a bill involving the employment of minors. It's HB 156 for those who keep count.
Yeah, I'm taking a bill off the list.
Right.
We're trying to not create more laws. Which, we're trying to remove laws.
By the way,
laws.
No, side note here. Let's just, this is impromptu. There should be a session, a special session, once every other year where all y'all do is repeal something. I would love to see that.
I'm first in line. Let's go.
Well, because you're doing it right now, here.
Other people have done it too.
But. Yeah. But this repeals the provision of law relative to recreation or meal periods for minors, basically mandatory breaks within a work shift.
Correct. And the law has been dubbed the You Hate the Kids Law, and You Hate the Kids Law, and You Hate the Kids Law. And I've gotten a lot of – it's so misinformed because of the title. Essentially, you know – 16 and 17-year-olds today are completely different than the world we lived in 45 years ago when this law was put into place. You had nowhere you could work. You could work in a field or at a plant or at a, you know,
right.
Maybe putt-putt.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's about the only place, right?
Look, I had a lot of friends worked at putt-putt on the North Shore in Mandeville.
I hear you.
We had a terrible putt-putt.
So the reasoning for this is that the top-line reasoning is that this is a bill that will help teenagers get employment. Mm-hmm. Because employers currently have such an albatross of headache on paperwork administration. If a team member takes a 29-minute break or doesn't clock out or clock in, you got to fill out edit forms and chase them down. So, I mean, I own businesses, and my manager's like, do I have to hire teenagers? And I'm like, I wish you would, or, you know, minors. But they're like, it's almost impossible to keep up with the paperwork.
Right.
And then if they incur a fine by a workforce commission that used to, not now, but used to come out and be like, hey, we're coming to get you, it's counterproductive.
Well, and let's talk about the nature of most of those jobs. I mean, the vast majority of them are indoors, first and foremost.
Foremost, yeah.
Which means you're in the air conditioning. It's not like you're out in the sun. It's not like you're out in the field. And they have, along with being indoors, you have all the comforts of being indoors.
Well, it's not even those kind of comforts. I think in the last 45 years, again, I think the bill was written 47 years ago, the first indicator on date. But, you know, if you look at what's gone on where most teenagers can work, there are hundreds and thousands of franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a franchise, you have so many layers of human resources, you know, all the legal aspects that they, as a franchisor, worry about for the reason the franchisees pay royalties. So there's no chance that McDonald's owns restaurants across the country.
Right.
They are more concerned about their employees making sure they're taken care of and following the law than an independent business owner would be. And the free market needs to work. If right now, we have kids that show up, and if you ask them to tuck their shirt in, they quit.
Right.
If you don't give a kid a break, they're going to quit. But what's happening now is we're taking only the best, and kids with initiative at this age want to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is they want to work. So when you tell them to go sit down on your tail for 30 minutes off the clock,
right,
they're looking at us going, that's $7, $8.
Right.
I just want to go take a 10-minute break. And, I mean, if they got to go to the restroom, we don't make them clock out. If they need to go take a sip of water, they don't need to clock out. So if they want to go eat, they do. But they're now forced to take the break, so then they clock in a little early because of their, you know, their drive, and now we're in conflict at work.
Well, and you're eating into a percentage of the time that they're there to earn. They are already students. They already participate in extracurricular activities. They have a limited time that they can go out there and earn to pay for if mom and dad make them pay for the car insurance or the car note. To pay for if mom and dad make them pay for their own cell phone bill.
So it's been dubbed profit over people. If two kids, you and I work 4 to 9:30, that's 11 hours. If I force you to take breaks, it's 10. I'm willing to pay the 11.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a lot of other things that people need to consider. Hey, I mean, just.
Why do we always demand less of our children?
I don't. And I think a lot of.
But something like this does, though. Something like this says our kids can't cut it. Our kids can't hack
look,
it.
The same
and
kids,
then we get mad at them when they follow the lead that says, yeah, maybe I am soft.
They're cutting it in Texas.
Yeah.
There's no law in Texas. No. There's no law in Mississippi. There's no law in Tennessee. By the way, the same kids that I'm trying to hurt, perhaps somebody who says that may want to run legislation to force every high school in the state to give a 30-minute lunch break on a 7.5-hour day, because I've got dozens of schools that offer a 22-minute break.
Right.
Nobody cares about a child, a 16-year-old child who's a young adult driving for 8 hours in the car and forcing them to take a 30-minute break. So there's too many other comparables. Children aren't falling out in sweatshops in Mississippi.
Right.
They're just getting hired.
Yeah. This feels like such a no-brainer to me. Where is it at in the process right now?
Well, I mean, the process, I go to committee with it Thursday.
Okay.
And the process is me really trying to convey the message that I just conveyed to you, that I just need to go one-on-one and overcome the negativity that's already been, you know, clouded around this.
Well, and there's an added aspect of this as well, is our labor shortage.
Yeah.
You go into any metropolitan area in Louisiana and ask their Chamber of Commerce what's the biggest problem. They're going to tell you nobody wants to work. Well, if you got kids that want to work, why are we adding layers of bureaucracy to that
now, work? Why are we opposing removing the layers of
bureaucracy? Sorry, you're right.
You're right, though. That's it.
It's the bureaucracy's already there. Why would we want to streamline and make it a little bit easier?
Look, I know we look at other states, and I want states to start looking at us. But when I started looking at this, I was amazed at the number of states around us that don't have this law, and they also allow 15-year-olds to work the same hours as a 16-year-old. That may be next, because right now, if I hire a 15-year-old, the restrictions are so tight that in some cases they can work 2 hours a day. So people are like, why would I bring my kid on a 20-minute trip to work to drop them off for 2 hours? By the way, I don't have two-hour shifts.
Right. Right.
So,
unless you were to pile 3 or 4 2-hour shifts into one shift.
We're just trying to open up opportunities for people to work and open up the population of people we have to hire that aren't a liability to the administrative side of the job. And people, look, teachers, different subject. Teachers are overwhelmed and overloaded in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Bureaucracy keeps adding to them. If you take a manager of a quick service restaurant or a small restaurant, this is just another burden on their back. They got to worry about pricing, menus, guest service, you know, marketing, all these things. And then, okay, so I hire a 16-year-old to wash dishes, and then I got to add all this extra paperwork. Forget it. I'll just hire the 19-year-old to wash dishes.
And therein lies the problem, because you've got the 16-year-old with the will. It's the 16-year-old.
We are shutting down the road for these younger kids that have initiative that want to work, because the roadblock is on the employers who have the burden, and they're deciding it's just easier to hire somebody once they cross 18.
Do we know how big of a pool of teenagers this would affect? I know I'm asking you randomly here out of nowhere.
Well, own business. I mean, I have businesses in Livingston Parish, and we have three big high schools. We have an abundance of teenagers in a density fashion. When you move out to East Baton Rouge, it's not as apparent. So it's going to affect different everywhere. But the issue really is that we have managers that have autonomy to run their stores, and they basically have, and not just my company, anywhere. If you own the company, you might just decide it's easier for me not to hire a 17-year-old. And I'm sitting here going, but I got hired at 16. I started my career at 14 washing dishes because I told them I was 16.
Oh, and the nightmare scenario in this, though, is that not only do they not hire the 16-year-old, but there's nobody above the age of 18 or 19 that's looking for the job either. So the job just goes unfilled.
Well, and then they may find people, but it's tough.
Most fast food places right now, the line,
I would argue with you.
We need you to pull up.
I would argue with you that there would be an incentive to get more staffing behind those counters.
Absolutely. If a labor shortage is what we're facing right now, and I'm sure as soon as this one comes up in committee, you're going to hear nothing but draconian, you know, over the top.
Don't take this the wrong way, but that's all noise.
Okay.
I mean, when I go to work and I try to focus on what's going on in there, you're correct. You hear all the stuff. I don't even pick up the newspapers. I'm like, none of it resonates with what we're really trying to accomplish. And again, this is one on both sides of the aisle. I've talked to people. They understand. A lot of the guys on the other side of the lettering, R&D, if you will, they were like, I started working when I was 15. I started working when I was 16. What's the problem?
The overwhelming majority.
There is a free market. If an entity treats an individual of any age in a negative manner at the employment at their job, mm-hmm. they can leave.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, you have more opportunities. So what we should be doing is open up the free market to compete so that these businesses are forced to offer the better environment versus the state creating the environment.
Well, and we're not talking about full-time labor here.
Man, this is high school kids.
Right. You're
better
talking
yet,
2-3 days
a week.
That's
not even in high school, who's 17, said I dropped out. He still has to take a break.
Right?
So.
All right.
Logic.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's
logic. Yeah. Nobody's
you
picking
logic into it,
nobody's
Ryan.
Picking up a plow on this one, to be
no,
sure.
They don't have to.
So he is State Representative Roger Wilder. I appreciate you sticking around for an extra segment here. For those who are tuning in for DC Current presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, Congressman Carter got held up at a vote, could not step out to make the phone call this week. We will catch up with him again next week, to be sure, as we had a lot of business to attend to. Representative Wilder, I appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
For extending the segment out by a second segment. Definitely worth the conversation for HB 156.
Well, thank you for allowing us to talk about it.
Of course.
Appreciate you guys.
We'll have you back on in short order.